Good morning, and thank you for holding. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to CSN Mineração's first conference call to present results for the fourth quarter 2020. Today, we have with us the company's executive officers. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, there will be a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We have simultaneous webcasts that may be accessed through CSN's investor relations website, ri.csnmineracao.com.br, where the presentation is also available. The replay of this event will be available for the period of 1 week. Once again, you can flip through the slides at your own convenience. Before proceeding, we would like to state that some of the forward-looking statements herein are mere expectations or trends based on the current assumptions and opinions of the company management, and there could be differences materially from those expressed herein. Actual results, performances, and events may differ materially from those expressed or implied by forward-looking statements as a result of several factors, such as general and economic conditions in Brazil and other countries, interest and exchange levels, future risk scheduling or prepayment of debt denominated in foreign currencies, protectionist measures in the U.S., Brazil, and other countries, changes in laws and regulations, and general competitive factors at a global, regional, and national basis. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pedro Oliva, the CFO and the IR manager, who will speak about the operating and financial highlights of CSN Mineração for the period. You have the floor, sir. Thank you for your presence at this first call for CSN Mineração. Before beginning the call, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Benjamin Steinbruch, the chairman of the board and CEO of CSN, for initial remarks. A good morning to all of you, and I would like to welcome you to the CSN earnings conference call, our first conference call, and state how satisfied we are of being here after the IPO. We have great trust and reliability regarding the future of CSN Mineração. In truth, this is a project that sets itself aside, that begins from a brownfield base with aggressive growth that was set forth and with exceptional quality of the iron ore of 77%, a low cost with a fully implemented infrastructure and high margins. We work with 77% of EBITDA in the month of December and are convinced that we will have a first quarter, based on what we can see, that will be better vis-a-vis the fourth quarter of 2020. The company is technologically based and ESG. We have made significant investments in technology and in ESG as well. This environmental part, specifically in the mining area, is one more demonstration of quality. We have not had any accident or any problems. Quite the contrary, in terms of technology and in terms of the future when it comes to iron ore mining in the southeast of Brazil, we are doing very well. We have always been a liberal, streamlined company, part of the governance We're doing whatever is in our hands to become a benchmark for the Brazilian and global companies. And basically, in these three pillars of technology, ESG, and a deleveraging that has proven to be a consequence of our operations. Many asked us why hold an IPO at this point in time when the company is deleveraging rapidly. We issued a material fact offering a guidance of net debt EBITDA of 1.0 until the end of 2021. But we have to respect this moment. And in our opinion, this moment is one for companies that are deleveraged with a control over technology with full respect over ESG to fully make advantage of the opportunities that lie ahead of us, enabling us to undergo aggressive growth with deleveraging and with the margins that we traditionally present. I would like to give the floor over to Pedro Oliva, who will make the presentation, and we are all at your disposal for possible questions. Thank you very much. I begin the presentation with operational and financial highlights for the fourth quarter 20. The company attained a record EBITDA reaching 3.17 billion reais with a 70% margin. We paid 3.8 billion reais in payments between dividends and our own shareholders' equity. This for the 2020 exercise, and this is equivalent to 95% of the profits for that period. We have rapid growth and expansion according to schedule. We already have licensing for our leavening. We have purchased the first package of equipment after we have compared our commercial proposals. The fourth quarter was an important period for the presentation of the IPO that ended up with a primary fundraising of 5.2 billion reais, which will enable us to accelerate our projects with growth until 2024. And regarding ESG, as mentioned by the CEO, this is a company priority. It is part of the company culture. We are already operating without dams throughout the year 2020, and we have decharacterized the first dam, the BC. In the next slide, the lower volumes for the fourth quarter, 6% below the third quarter, were more than offset with the excellent realization of revenues. This drop in production was due to the rainfall period in December, somewhat above the historical average, and the temporary restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. With this excellent price realization, the company reached 12.7 billion reais in net revenues with an increase of 15% quarter on quarter. Regarding 2021, we will resume production similar to the ones we had in 2019. We should be selling between 30 to 40 million tons, a relevant growth vis-a-vis 2020. In the next slide, we show you the cost of goods sold with a marginal increase due to the increase in Platts, which led to an increase in the royalties of CFIM and the variable payments. And what we're showing you here, ex depreciation, is that this is a non-recurring event below 15 million reais, referring to dams and also the rest relating to the structures. Now, this has enabled us to decrease our payment of IR and has led the company to these controlled costs and increase of revenue with record of EBITDA of 8.1 billion reais. In the next slide, we see a CapEx that is still very controlled, focused on operational opportunities. Our expansion projects are still in the phase of engineering in 2020. This will change in 2021, and the expansion CapEx will now begin to dominate our investments. We had an increase in net working capital associated to sales and plants with a concentration on accounts receivable. In the next slide, the record free cash flow for the company, along with the working capital that did not have a significant increase, and this has allowed the company to pay out dividends on shareholders' equity without compromising its capital structure, ending the year with 2.9 billion reais in cash and a net debt over EBITDA of 0.2x. We go into the slide that refers to ESG. As we mentioned at the beginning, the company sets itself aside compared to other companies in the sector. It is also independent in the use of the tailings dam, and we have been able to decharacterize our first dam and have already concluded the technical work for decharacterization of the second dam. The documents have already been sent to the national agency and are now under analysis. We had a 32% reduction in water consumption in the processing process. We continue to preserve and protect more than 4,000 hectares, and we have attained 100% use of renewable energy in the year 2020. We went through the year with zero fatalities, with a reduction of 30% in the rate of reportable accidents. We have adopted new technologies for this, one of which makes it possible to control the fatigue of operators working at large equipment with a reduction of 100% of accidents. In terms of diversity, the company invested over 50 million reais in the CSN Foundation, and our goal is to double the female workforce, which is already a benchmark in the sector, but this will be doubled until the year 2025. With this, we would like to conclude the presentation and open the floor for questions. Thank you. We will now go on to the question and answer session for investors and analysts. Should you have a question, please press star one. If your question has been responded, you can withdraw from the queue by pressing star two. Please remove your phone from the hook when posing your question so that we can have optimum sound quality. Our first question is from Gabriel Galvão from Credit Suisse. A good morning to all of you. First of all, congratulations for the results, and thank you for taking my question. My first question refers to the adjustment in the port that depends on the Platts price. If you could refer in greater detail to how this adjustment operates and how we can project this going forward based on the iron ore price. Secondly, your capital allocation. You have a CapEx program, and what is it that we can expect in terms of your surplus cash? If you're going to set up a formula linked to cash flow for the payment of dividends, something that is very in line with what Vale has been doing lately. These are my questions. Thank you.
Gabriel, thank you for the question. Referring to the port, this variable lease depends on the volume of shipment and the price realization. Quarter-on-quarter, we had a 15% increase, very much related to the increase of Platts during the period, which was relevant. Notwithstanding this, this should become stable throughout the year with this new level of Platts. Referring surplus cash, the company's dividend policy is to pay out 80% to 100% of net profits every year. We work with a cap of 1x over EBITDA. We're beginning with a great deal of clearance. We have a great deleveraging. We have net cash at present, and this is the policy that we're going to adopt of paying out between 80% and 100% of our net profit every year with quarterly payouts, probably.
Very good. Thank you for the response on the dividends. A very quick follow-up, if you allow me, in terms of your variable lease, which is the variation in cost, if there's a variation of 10% in the iron ore cost, for example, it accompanies the increase in the cost of iron ore. We have this opening in terms of the variable lease. If I'm not mistaken, last year it represented 53 million reais. Of course, this is something I have in mind, but it is approximately that amount for the entire year.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Mr. Carlos de Alba from Morgan Stanley. You may proceed, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning, and congratulations on the IPO. The production and shipments in the fourth quarter were a little bit lower than we expected. It was mentioned that rain may have been an issue. How do you see this in the first quarter and for the year, or at least the first half of the year in 2021? Are you still having any issues with rains, either in January or February, or some carry-on over effect from what you experienced last year or last quarter into the beginning of 2021? And also, are there any changes that you want to highlight or adjustments that are necessary to the numbers that were presented in the prospectus regarding CapEx production or cost for 2021 that we should be aware of? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Carlos. When it comes to the volume, our guidance for the year has been preserved up to 48 million tons for sales. Of course, we have a rainfall period, which is very characteristic for the sector, and it may have an impact, but we do already expect an improvement vis-à-vis the first quarter of the year 2020. And we're looking forward to a very positive year.
Our next question is from Thiago Lofiego from Bradesco BBI.
Good day to all of you. I have two questions. First, if you could remark on your price realization, which are the main factors, the premiums, the points, if you could give us more color on the impurities and how this impacted the quarter, and how we should look at the price realization going forward. Secondly, a question on the products delivered to China, which was the figure, and what is it that we can expect for the following quarters? If you could give us a breakdown of costs, freight, and much more. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question. We had a price realization for our standard products. We continue to make the most of the market situation where there are several opportunities. We continue with alumina. below 2%, which is a Brazilian-type product that has very strong demand, considering that the supply in the country so far has not returned to normalcy. In terms of price realization, we had the positive impact of shipments with a greater exposure to prices on the date of delivery in China and a positive effect of about $4.5 because we had an exposure of 15% in the fourth quarter. This increase in Platts benefited us significantly when it comes to price. Of course, we have an adjustment for humidity, freight for the fourth quarter of $4.6 approximately, and a quality adjustment concentrated in these opportunity shipments. We expect a similar level of realizations upon the beginning of the year 2021 with a higher Platts already, but there is a tendency to enhance the quality during the year because of the coming into entry of several projects, spirals, and others that will enable us to improve the quality of products, even if we feed in a somewhat lower content. Referring to the products delivered to China, we had a cost in the fourth quarter of $16.5, and if we add this to the freight, we would stand somewhat below $33. What we expect is to maintain this cost level with a reduction for the year down to $16 for mining.
Thank you, Pedro.
Our next question comes from Leonardo Correa from BTG Pactual.
A good morning to all of you. First of all, my congratulations are in order for the IPO. My first question refers to the execution of projects. At the beginning, you mentioned that you had a variety of projects. If you could expand somewhat more on this so that investors can follow up on this and perhaps map what is being done and which are your projects in the medium and long term. If you could perhaps make reference to some of the stages of these projects. My second point is somewhat more semantic. In the past, you have already referred to the consolidation of mining groups. There are some opportunities in the southeastern region, and I would like to know if there are any novelties, any significant events in terms of this, if you are considering this or if your focus is going to be purely on projects.
Thank you for the question. When it comes to the first point, which refers to the milestones for the projects, we have a first group of projects that will come into operation at the end of the first quarter with a ramp-up in the second quarter, the spirals, and that will help us to obtain a better price. The AP15, which is the main expansion project for brownfield, is within schedule. As mentioned, we are well advanced in terms of land leveling. We have a first package of equipment that we have purchased, and these have a longer time period. We have already technically leveled out the proposals, and we are now
discussing this commercially through the supply team. This should be concluded in the following months. The second package refers to an earlier delivery period where the proposals, once again, are being compared technically, and the project is moving ahead very well, as well as the other projects in the portfolio. In terms of the consolidation, I believe the question was for the president.
Good morning, Leo. We continue within that same proposal that we have been debating for the last few months of having that organic growth, and to do this within the period and the conditions set forth. And of course, that issue of opportunities of mergers and acquisitions will come hand in hand with this, and we are analyzing this. We have already made some acquisitions in the market. We would like to increase the number of acquisitions and also work with partnerships with those who already sell to us or those who so far do not sell for us. We do believe that there are opportunities in the market, and as part of what we set forth to do, we would like to have that organic growth and explore these opportunities as part of our reality. And I have been harping on this for some time. What is important is deleveraging. Today, you were able to read a material fact where we are proposing to deliver 1.0 net debt EBITDA for this year, for 2021. This is one of the basic premises of all of CSN businesses as of now, along with technology and ESG. With the IPO, we will now be able to offer shares for eventual businesses that will be of interest. And through this, we perhaps can accelerate our growth, maintaining our deleveraging. There are several opportunities that are being surveyed, of course, and along with this organic growth that we have decided to embark on, we have what was discussed during the IPO, which is doubling the amount, the growth in the next 4 years, and perhaps a similar amount if we make the most of some market opportunities. But once again, we will maintain our leverage at 1.0. This is the major goal. It is obvious that every once in a while we may deviate from this, but this is a basic assumption that we have for all of our businesses to maintain a very low leveraging and through the sale of shares, make the most of opportunities that appear in the market.
Thank you. That's excellent. Very good.
We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. Please wait while we pull our questions. We have a question from the webcast from Kelly Diaz referring to the expansion project. You mentioned that the initial purchase of equipment is already being negotiated. Regarding the schedule of this project, which is your forecast for the conclusion of your purchase of all of these items?
Thank you for the question. I don't have an exact date, but we do have the date for beginning of operation at the end of 2023 with a ramp-up for the year 2024. However, the project is within schedule, and we will be able to offer you new updates in the coming conference calls.
Our next question comes from Marco Antonio Di Castro from the webcast. Which is your expectation for the coming into operation of the expansion of the mine?
Well, we have a set of projects. The projects that will be coming into operation this year focus on an enhancement of quality, the riveting of spirals, granulate products. This will come into operation at the end of the semester with a ramp-up during the second semester, and the growth projects, and that refers to dams, the growth of the central plant. These are projects that will be executed during the coming 4 years. The next is the AP15 that has been forecast to come into operation at the end of 2023. Thank you.
As we have no further questions, I would like to give the floor to Pedro Oliva, CFO and IR Relations, for his closing remarks. I would like to thank all of you for your presence at this first conference call for CSN Mineração. This is a historical moment for us to be on B3. We're unharnessing the value of this incredible asset, which is Casa da Pedra, the stone house, and it is a privilege to present all of this. It is a company that, as a track record, has a strong payout of dividends, but also significant growth in the coming years. I don't know if our CEO would like to add something, but I would like to thank all of you for your presence at this conference call. Once again, I would like to thank all of those that participated in the IPO, the external audience, as well as our internal audience, and express my satisfaction that through the IPO, we can make the most of this very positive moment that we have in commodities, and to make the most of our structure and the infrastructure that we have in this business. Some of the questions referred to when the projects will come into operation. I would like to remind you that this is a brownfield project. In the coming 4 years, we're going to double the 30 million tons that we produce in terms of quality and quantity. This is an ongoing process that we have set forth for ourselves, and as part of the forecast, all of this will be complied with. Those issues that are of concern, the environmental licenses, the purchase of equipment, all of this has been done. There should be no delay or difficulties when it comes to the implementation of the projects. Once again, thank you very much. This is the first of many more conference calls, very successful in terms of results, and this will be a benchmark for CSN. Thank you all for your participation. The earnings result for CSN Mineração ends here. You can now disconnect and have a very good day.